Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Everyone wants to be successful. If you would take a survey asking people if they would like to be a success in this life and the life to come, everyone would say, "Of course I do." Yes, they would tell you, "I'd like to be successful in this life." And if they understand the life to come, they would also tell you they'd like to be there as well and be successful there. Yes, they'd say, "Yes, I'd like to be an eternal or an everlasting success," which we will be if we get there. God calls the first resurrection a better resurrection. If you make the first resurrection, you will be among the most successful forever. And you have to be successful in this life to make the first resurrection, because eternal life is what true success is. Now, how do you qualify for that first resurrection? Is it setting our goals on getting and accumulating all the money, the riches, the fame, the power, the prestige that we can get? Is it seeking to satisfy self with all you can pile up for self in this life? When we think of success, isn't that usually what pops in our mind? Don't we consider the rich and the famous successful, and sometimes the proud and the boastful, the powerful and the prestigious as well? Well, are they? True success is a way of life. It is the way you live your life here and now. It is the way you think and act. Now, there's nothing wrong with being rich in this life. That is, if you don't allow pursuing riches to come between you and God and His way. That is the way of righteousness. So one of the most important keys to success is the way you think. And you can think only in human nature terms, that is, doing it your way, which leads to failure and death. So says God in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14 and verse 12. God says this, says, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death." He also repeats this in Proverbs 16 and verse 25. He says again, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." Now, that's the way that seems right to a man, going the way that we naturally think is right in our own eyes. God is speaking of the second death, eternal death. And unless you repent of your way and your way of thinking, we must realize that we are guided by our mind. We act and speak according to our thinking. So God says there is a way that seems right unto a man, or He could say unto this world, but the end thereof is the way of death. And He means eternal death, the second death. Notice what Paul had to say here in 1 Timothy 6, verses 6 through 11. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 through 11. It says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." Now we begin to understand what success is. Godliness with contentment is great gain. That is living God's way. And He says, you can have contentment, and says it's great gain. It's the way that leads to eternal success. Verse 7, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content," or we should be content. But you know, the world we live in is a way of get, is a world of get, and we always seem to be trying to get and to accumulate more and more. And when you have that mindset, you never get enough. You're never contented. You are never satisfied. Verse 9 says, "But those who desire to be rich," or that is, those who lust to be rich, it should read, "fall into temptation and a snare." Yes, they're caught in their own trap, in other words, "and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." Verse 10, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil." In other words, the love of money, the way of getting and grab and accumulating, never getting enough for self, will cause you to do many evil things, will bring many evils upon you, because you lust and you covet. It says, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils." Now I'm reading from the New King James here. "For which some have strayed from the faith." In other words, some knew the right way and they turned lustful. Paul is speaking to the church here, says, "For which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Now notice verse 11, instruction to anyone that wants to be truly a success. "But you, O man of God," that is, if you're wanting to live God's way, he says, "You, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness." Yes, pursue God's way. Let that be your desire. Let that be your goal. It says, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. That is the way to true success. And it is the way you think. And you might have to change your thinking. As a matter of fact, you will have to change your thinking if you think along the lines here that Paul is telling us to. Verse 17 through 19, 1 Timothy 6 here. "Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God." Good instructions. "Let them do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life." Yes, instructing us how to inherit eternal life, or the path to eternal life. Now, I don't preach that we earn eternal life, but I do preach that there is a path that leads to eternal life before God will grant eternal life to anyone. There's a certain way of life that we must live, and that is live a life of faith and obedience to God. God doesn't condemn being rich in this life. Many of God's servants were very rich. Just to mention a few of them, Abraham, David, Joseph, Job. But they didn't make a God out of their wealth. They were giving people. They learned and lived the way of give, for that is God's way. These people are mentioned in Hebrews 11 and verse 13. Notice what it says in Hebrews 11, verse 13. It says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." Notice that, my friends. Let's read that again. It says, "These all died in faith." Everyone that's mentioned in Hebrews 11 says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises." That is the promise of eternal life. "But having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them." Yes, they had faith and they had works. They embraced. When you embrace something, there's works going on at that time. It says, "embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." In other words, they were looking for a better place to live. Yes, they all died in faith. All that are mentioned in Hebrews 11, they changed their way of thinking and their way of living. They were willing to give up self, and they went out on a course of faith and obedience. Notice what verse 35 says here in Hebrews 11. It says, "Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection." Yes, God calls that first resurrection a better resurrection, and indeed it is. It says, "They wanted to be an everlasting success, and to do that, they lived the life of overcoming self and the society around them, Satan's way, if you will. They put on Jesus Christ, his mind, his attitude, and his character, so they could obtain that better resurrection." Notice what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 33. Paul is giving us some instructions here as to how to obtain that better resurrection. It says, "I affirm by the boasting in you, which I have in Christ Jesus, our Lord, I die daily." Paul is telling us that he was overcoming self, that he was killing the deeds of his mind and his actions, that he was undressing of himself and was putting on Christ, dressing up in the mind and the very character of God the Father and Jesus Christ. Notice what it says in Romans 13 and verse 14. "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill its lust." So that means that we must take off something before we can put something else on. So of necessity, it means to repent of our way, our sins, that is the breaking of God's law, living contrary to God's word, be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit, and set out on a course of faith and obedience to God's word and his way. Now I know that we worry and we fret over finances, and we are caught up in the daily rush, pressurized society of making ends meet. And it's so easy to neglect the most important things. But notice what Christ tells us here in Matthew 6, verses 19 through 20. Christ is speaking here, Matthew 6, verses 19 through 20. He says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal." In other words, Christ is saying, don't make that your number one goal of getting rich and just accumulating all you can for self. Don't lust, he said, after material and physical things. Now, verse 20, he said, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal."
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.